Good morning. This is what's called a surprise quickie live. I've not done one of these little walk and talks in a while, so I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to do it. If you're wondering, this is what the queen looks like first thing in the mornings. I wake up, I journal, I do the coffee thing, and then now that the weather's changing, I go out and I usually take a walk or I run, and then some days I lift inside my gym, which Chris and I are now going to start calling The Rock because we've been watching a show called The Arrow, and he is currently in jail. And I commented to Chris, I was like, I think The Arrow's getting buff up in jail. So I was telling him we needed to go on a jailbird routine and start calling our gym The Rock and go in there and lift some weights. So I wanted to do a surprise quickie live today because of a couple of reasons. I had two morning insights, one through my own journaling this morning, and the second was when I was doing some self-development on my walk. I was listening to a call that it's in a membership that I belong to that focuses actually on it's all about being an influencer, which essentially, don't take this the wrong way, but it's like influencers are those people who, you know, are taking pictures on the gram and all that kind of stuff with shoes and all this other stuff. But in this particular one, they like to think of it as people who are out trying to change other people's lives. And so it's like, how do you become the best influencer you possibly can be? So I'm like listening to this thing and he's just giving us a challenge. And I thought, oh shit, this is really good for my membership. So I wanted to come on and talk to you guys about this. So let me tell you a couple things. Number one, this is a surprise. We don't put these on the calendar. Trust me, I don't calendar anything where I'm just going to be out walking around on a greenway. So this is bonus content too. This is not something you have to listen to. It's just a little extra. It's just if I get inspired, I just want to come in and I want to tell you guys some shit. Three, it's only for members. I don't do this kind of stuff for the public. And I know a lot of you right now on my social media are probably seeing that there's this challenge for the public that's getting ready to start. You are already in the membership. You do not need to be in the challenge. You get more than enough here. They're not going to get special extra insights from me that I wouldn't be already putting in here. They're getting what I would consider a 5-day trial of knowing what it's like to get Corinne in their ear every day that's targeted, where she's answering the questions. She's actually interacting with them, along with the coaches will be in there a little bit. They're just getting an opportunity to just kind of see what it's like if you're an OBS woman. So you're already here. You know what it's like to be an OBS woman. So don't go over there and join the challenge just because you see it on my Facebook page or on my Instagram thinking that you have to do it. It's a no. All right, so let's get to some motivation for Monday. The first thing that I learned this morning is I was journaling for myself. So I am always making my plan, trying to like come up with just things I want to ask myself, things I want to think about. And I do it from a mindset. Sorry, I'm going up a hill. I do it from the mindset of a lot of times I'm like, all right, I'm like some stuff I have nailed and dialed, but I also know that like some stuff you guys don't have nailed and dialed. So when I, a lot of times when I'm journaling or I'm writing and answering the questions in the planner, I answer from the mindset of what you guys are struggling with most. And then I try to practice those in my own life. And then if I see that it makes a difference in my life, then I want to share it in yours. So one of the questions that I told myself today is, you know, a lot of times you guys have an issue with it. Like nighttime eating comes up as around one of the most frequently big eating obstacles that we have. And if you don't nighttime eat, then just insert, like we used to call it the witching hour. Most of us have this period during the day, whether it's, you know, once you get off work and it's transitioning, it might be the afternoon slump while you're at work. You know, there's always this period that when we look at our behaviors and patterns that we find and we're just like, if I could clean this up, if I can do this one thing, I bet it'll make a big difference in my weight loss. So, and that's the way that I want you guys to start thinking about. Listen to how I described it. If I can clean this up, when I clean this up, when I focus on this, this will make a big difference in my weight loss. Here's how y'all spot your patterns. well, I just keep going off the rails every day. I wonder what it's going to take to get my ass in order. Y'all talk about it like a fucking jerk to yourself. You give your brain a command. Like, I want you to think about it. If you walked into a room and people talked at you like that, you would eventually quit walking into that room. You're just like, I just don't think about that. I'm not going to journal anymore. You would shut your brain down, just like you would shut a room off if every time you went in there and all they did was boo, hiss, and yell at you the entire time. So don't do that to yourselves. So always, there's your bonus content. Frame your issues in a way that are helpful and insightful. So let's go back to our witching hour. We're all wanting to eat our face off at 8 o'clock. Time's rolling around. Here's the question I want you guys to practice this week. Anytime that, and this question works on both ends of doable hunger. Anytime you catch yourself wanting to eat when you are not hungry, or anytime you are catching yourself wanting to keep eating when you know you've had enough, I want you to ask yourself, in this moment, am I pouring love into myself? I really want you guys to ask that over and over and over again, because that question, God, it goes a long way. Like if you're beating yourself up over a binge, if you are like, let's say that you planned a delightful salad that you love and everybody brings in Diablo's nachos. In that moment, you ask yourself, am I pouring love into myself? Before you take bites, before you finish the last three bites, before you eat that Snicker bar at 3 o'clock because you've had a long day, whatever it is, you can even use that in like when you're even thinking, like doing a discovery worksheet. A lot of you go into, I'm going to talk about this at self-sabotage camp, but a lot of you talk about your discovery worksheet says, I have to do this. That right there is not pouring love into yourself. When you look at the discovery worksheet and you tell yourself, this is the roadmap to letting go of my emotional eating. This is going to provide the roadmap for me to be able to solve something that at one time in my life I believed was unsolvable. I mean, like, I can't even communicate to you guys how powerful the words you speak are when it comes to losing weight. So often we're just sitting there talking to ourselves like crap and then wondering why we're so unmotivated, why we don't just get started, all the things. So that's the first thing. Am I pouring love into myself? The next thing I want all of you to do, this is just a small challenge. And guys, if you're commenting, I'm not going to be able to see them. All I see is 500 notifications that April Parrish is watching. So the Facebook is all the glitch right now. April, love you, girl. Glad you're here. I do actually know April, so it's wonderful to see her name. But here's the other part. This week, I want you all to think about, like, so I want us all to know, it's Monday, and we're looking out over our week. And a lot of times what we do is we plan from what we think we should be doing, and we plan based on getting back on track. You know, I've been off the rails. Now it's time to get serious and buckle down. We plan from a mindset that already feels hard, strict, punishing, demeaning, tight, controlled. Like we plan from this mindset. I want you to ask yourself, what is one bold and amazing thing I can do for myself this week that will make my weight loss easier? Like, I really want you to like soak that question in, and I want you to answer it. And I want you to find something that's like, this would be amazing and it would be bold. Because for a lot of you, that bold step is to literally leave the two bites behind instead of saying it's not enough. It won't work. That would be bold and amazing for you to do. To challenge the limiting beliefs that you have and to get the old tapes at play in your brain that feel so real. Be like, you know what? For this week, it would be bold because I don't think it's going to be good enough. But I owe it to myself to see if I'm wrong. I very well could be wrong. So I just want you guys to think about those two things. I would love to be answering questions on this walk, but Facebook is not going to be cooperating with Corinne today. So I'm going to leave it at that. That way we can keep it nice and tight. And we will get this into the Private Member podcast. So guys, thank you for indulging me. I don't always do these things, but whenever I have something to say, I always love being able to come on. So just please, when you listen to these, never feel like, oh my God, Corinne has too much content. You never have to listen to anything other than No BS to make amazing progress. No BS and your planner will get you there. Then everything else, you layer in when you're ready, and it just gives you insight, and it just gives you a little swift kick in the butt just when you need it. All right. Bye, y'all.